Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is a change management expert and has been hanging out with us now for 14-plus years. The author of several books, including Why Don't You Want What I Want? He's our good friend Rick. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about, you're helping us understand motivated employees or not, right?
Yeah, or not, yes. you know, one of the ways to look at this is for the small business owner to call, I mean, literally call or get in the car and go to some customers. You don't have to do this with every customer, mm-hmm. but just some, and say, hey, how did that work out? We did blah, blah, whatever it was we did. I talked about the tree service. But, so did you get what you wanted? And then was there anything missing? Is there anything that you would like next time you kind of hope we would do better? And don't make it a big deal. Don't have 20 questions for them. It's just personal, almost like you ran into them on the street and you got mm-hmm. two or three questions. Because that's where you're going to start to hear, well, you know, I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, okay. And that starts to give you the information. How are they relating to your real customers? And that's what's key.
And it's probably something that they wouldn't tell you on their own. If it was just not quite as good as it ought to be, they'd let it go if it wasn't being a negative impact, or they might just go away.
Exactly, because it's really easy, and especially the bigger the area you live in. Like I live in the Washington D.C. area. There's lots of tree services.
Right.
You know, there are lots of people who can replace my washing machine.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't have to go down to Bud's place every
right.
time.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I have an example for kind of the notion of internal customers too.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, a friend of mine wrote a book called The Age of the Customer, and it's really, I love the title. I mean, that's where the focus is, and
that's right.
I think we're talking about. Internally, there's a conference center in California called Chaminade, and I remember the first time I attended there, I was amazed. I was looking around for something, and somebody came over and said, hey, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm looking for it. And they said, look, yeah, let me take care of it. And the next day I went out in the hall to get a cup of coffee because the session was kind of boring. And somebody said, can I help you? And I said, oh, I guess I'm too late for the coffee service. And he or she said, no, what do you need? I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
And
wow.
This whole week, and everybody had stories like this. And so I called the manager and I said, hey, what gives? I mean, I go to conference centers all the time,
right.
Really. And he said, well, you know, one of the things we do, and this is a small operation, he said, when we get new people in, we have a meeting where there's somebody from every department there, and they'll say, let's say that you work in the yard services or whatever that was, groundskeeping, that people from the other department say, here's how you can help us do our job better.
Wow.
Yeah. And they'll say, you know, like somebody in housekeeping would say, you know, if you see something on the floor, pick it up. I mean, we try to do our job, but, you know, and so people are starting to get a picture of the whole.
Yeah.
And too often we assume they see the whole because we do. We're the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really simple. And that gets reinforced, too, by the way. So it's stuff like that. Certainly it's not.
Well, you're talking, and see, when I hear that you're talking, what you're talking about, I hear ownership.
Yes, yes.
And this is something, whenever someone comes to work for me, I talk about ownership more than anything else. Because showing up on time, that's automatic. That's a given. But yeah. I want them to own what they do. I want them to yeah. own their position. And I tell them sometimes, there's a part. This is a part of your work right here. This part right here, I work for you on that. Because you can't do your job if you don't get something this from me. So whenever it comes to you doing your job, I work for you, and you have a right to say, "Hey, boss, I need this right now."
Do you know how infrequently that's said, Jim? I mean, that's just brilliant. That's absolutely wonderful. And I'm surprised how infrequently bosses have that kind of conversations with employees.
Well, I think it's this is why I talk about it as often as I can on my show, is about the concept of ownership.
Yeah.
Even if someone, you know, and I'll tell you something, the young kids love that. when the boss tells a young kid, they get to boss me around, they love it.
Well, you know, what you do is you put muscle onto the term ownership. You're saying, yep. Look, it's your, yeah.
And I had an employee a while back who let me leave without giving her what she needed, and she didn't do her job. And she was fairly new. She was afraid to really, you know, put yeah. me to straighten me out. And I straightened her out. I said, "You don't want another one of these, do you?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, then don't let me do that again." And after that, buddy, she smokes me. And she should, because we're all taking ownership, right? And that's part of motivation, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, you've used two big words. One was pride and ownership. And if you can get that going in your organization, mm-hmm. you really got something happening.
You got to have that, folks. And customers can see that and smell that a mile away, can't they?
Oh, you bet.
It smells like we love you is what it smells like to me. What it looks like to me. Tim Till, Rick Maurer, quickly on the website, Rick.
EnergyBarTools.com.
All right, I'm going to get Rick to remind us about that Energy Bar right after this break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.